on this episode of The Commercial Break.
You know how at a concert, the band will play a song they know everyone isn't in love with just to give the audience a pee break? Yeah, well, the next six episodes are like that song. Go ahead and excuse yourself. You won't miss a thing. I'll text you when it gets good again, or if it ever gets good. CCB's Endless Day is in the fifth hour. The next episode starts now.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to TCB's Endless Day. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Chris and Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chris.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And we know you're listening because we're seeing the text messages. Thanks for joining us. TCB's Endless Day rolls on. What is this? Episode 17? I don't know. It feels
30?
Like episode 17.
Yeah.
The first two were great, and then I kind of crashed after the third one. Here I am, trying to keep the boat steady. I changed my pants. I threw some water.
I got a little Chick-fil-A.
Did you get a little Chick-fil-A?
I did. I scratched the itch.
Best fast food in the biz.
And I just don't think about it until I'm 30 minutes or more outside of my house.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, man. You got to give it to Chick-fil-A. They are the best fast food in the business. There's a reason why. It's because they smile, and the chicken's good.
Yeah,
That's the reason why.
Those waffle fries are damn good, too.
Oh, man,
crispy,
those waffle fries.
Just salty enough.
Put a little barbecue sauce on them, maybe some Chick-fil-A sauce.
Anyway, I'm
getting hungry. I'll have to eat after this. Oh, the buffalo sauce is good,
it's
too.
It's really good.
Hey, shout out. Marianne, Chad, South Georgia Sean, Jenny, our new friend who's a mail carrier,
yes,
just texted. I don't know what the name is. I asked for the name. And so many
postal
more
executive.
Of you. Postal executive. That's right. Erica and Dana and all these people. If you're listening, text in and we'll shout you out. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Too many to name. But we'll try and get to some of them as we go on throughout the day. And maybe some phone calls a little bit later on. Looks like around 4 p.m. Eastern time. Around 4 p.m.
Right,
Eastern time.
Around that time.
We're going to go live on Twitch, at least for one episode, maybe on TikTok. TCB Podcast is the Twitch account. So go follow it. Hit the notifications.
Not The Commercial Break.
Don't even say it.
Because we made it and we forgot how to get into it.
I don't even think it's ours,
so
actually.
Don't go to that.
I don't know. No one knows how that got made. But let's not even say that. TCB
okay.
Podcast is TCB Podcast is the Twitch handle. Go there. Subscribe. Hit the notifications so that you get notified when we go live. All right. So it's episode number five? Are we on five now? I think
yes.
We're on five. Episode number five of TCB's Endless Day. Brought to you with a limited commercial interruption by our friends at 5-Hour Energy. Thank you very much. 5hourenergy.com for all the flavors, the hot sauces, the merch, everything. You can get it all there or anywhere in the world. 5-Hour Energy is everywhere, literally. And thank you very much for sponsoring this whole day. We really appreciate it.
Fifth episode, 5-Hour Energy, and 5 years.
Yeah, 5 hours in, 5-Hour Energy.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, I didn't even think about that.
Five.
Look at you making all those connections.
Mm.
Chrissy's working like ChatGPT today. She's got a little PT head.
Hopefully I don't explode like yours did.
Yeah, mine's totally off the rails. I don't even know. It keeps on telling me it's going to do stuff and then it doesn't happen. And then I'm like, what happened? And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I'm like, but you told me you could do it. You're right. That's my fault. And I'm like, you're the worst employee I have ever had. ChatGPT was supposed to be the miracle cure for everything, and it can't even create a Google Drive.
Well, you overloaded it.
I did. Well, I asked it to. I sucked it. Whatever. It fucking cares about my ChatGPT. Season three is what we're on right now. So season three here at The Commercial Break was marked by kind of a turn in tone and texture for a little while. And that is, I think, toward the middle of the season and then season four, kind of lumped these two together a little bit. Season three and season four were really marred by video reviews. It was almost every episode of The Commercial Break, another video review.
We were having so much fun.
We were. It was a lot of fun. To be honest with you, we had a great time and we got really good at what we were doing. But there seemed to be a couple of themes that we kept repeating over and over again. Dating game shows,
mm-hmm.
Mountain Monsters, Frankie B. And occasionally a Teresa Caputo here and there. And we loved it. We loved every minute of it.
I think that's when piggy fronting happened.
Yes. Piggy fronting, I think Aliens happened in season two or season three.
Yeah.
The old, let's see if I can pull up that noise here. Many of you who have been listening for a while will remember. That, of course, came from the guy who claimed to have sex with 3,000 aliens. And he got to visit his children up in the space capsule. And he was on our favorite morning show, our favorite ITV morning show called Morning Show. I think that's what it's called. ITV's Morning, This Morning, or whatever. And the morning show had this guy on. Well, like they always had these wacky characters that would come on and they would try and take him seriously. This guy came on. He had drawn his interactions with these magical creatures, of which he had tens of thousands of interactions with aliens, most of them sexual. Like, he was having sex with a lot of alien chicks. You know what I'm saying? As one does when they have no teeth. And our boy, I just never forget when he was like, well, have you ever taken a photograph of it?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, it's kind of hard to bring a camera. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's kind of hard to bring a camera on every device that ever has been since the year 2001.
Right.
There's a camera. This guy was such a nudnik. Anyway, we thought to ourselves, well, if there's going to be aliens, let this guy be the aliens guide. If there's one human being that they would choose to give to deliver the message to, it's the horn bag from South Georgia who just can't get enough.
Yeah, he was like from a farm or something.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was from another planet, Chrissy.
That's
from. So the aliens, Teresa Caputo, mountain monsters, dating shows. Man, did we do a lot of love connection. Man, did we do a lot of mountain monsters in season three and season four. So beggars can't be choosers. I think we should talk about both of these things. But we might not get it done in one episode. We might have to roll it over into the seventh episode. But I think we should start off by talking about one of our first love connection videos, which is What the Fuck, Chuck, is the name of the episode.
That
it's easy
to remember.
That
back from season one.
Well,
I remember being in the other studio for that one.
I don't recall exactly what season it was. I'm just talking about like our first love connection was What the Fuck, Chuck, because
that was so funny.
That was so funny. But in season three, if I'm not mistaken, and I looked last night, the problem is that they don't carry season numbers anymore on any of the podcast platforms. So I don't even know. I have to go like in the server to take a look at it. And let's be honest about it. Brian's
lazy.
Yeah. You think I want to? That's why I want ChatGPT to do all of this shit for me, fucker. In season three, we did an episode where we found a guy on the Love Connection who was like not a bouncer, but a guy who like handed out pamphlets for the Whiskey A Go Go in LA.
Like the little postcard things on the street.
I get chicks all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that video again, because I think it bears repeating.
It's really fun.
And we'll do it in the second segment of the show. But man, did we have some fun with the Love Connection. And for a minute there, I had the bright idea. This is like, I'm just recalling this because I think it's interesting to discuss. I had the bright idea. Let's do a dating show.
Yep, I remember this.
This is like 12 phone numbers ago. I also remember that season number three or two, we got our first phone number. And then we changed it every 3 months.
That's right.
For 2 years.
That's right.
We had so many different phone numbers. 1-888-CALL-TCB, 1-212-TCB-456. Who knows?
Was season three also the season where you did the really long intros?
Yeah, you want me to repeat it? Here. Okay, ready? It would be like, the next episode of the commercial break starts now. This same noise every time. Cats and kittens, welcome back to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Chrissy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Welcome back to yet another episode of the commercial break. The only one you'll ever need. Hey,
it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone, but at least it's free. Get your money back, guaranteed. Go to tcbpodcast.com. It was ridiculous. I would drone on for days. The good news, the intro was 17 minutes long, so we knew every episode was going to be at least 17 minutes long. The bad news, We had like this symposium one time. We invited some listeners to like tell us what they like and what they don't like about the show. And the number one thing they don't like about the show is Brian doing a 17-minute intro every fucking episode. It was ridiculous. So I have this bright idea. Let's do a dating show.
Yes.
Text me or call me at this phone number if you would like to be a part of this dating show.
We wrote it in the notebook.
Wrote it in the notebook so you knew it was never going to happen. So I start getting text messages from two people in particular. I think we got like four or five people. I think we had like four or five people text us that entire season.
Yeah.
And three of them were regarding the dating show. We had these two people in particular. And I'm not going to use their names. Of course not. But they were guys. And they started texting me. And I said, okay, great. Well, here's my idea. You know, we'll put the girl behind a screen. You can ask some questions if you guys get along. Like if, you know, kind of like a, is it hot or is it not type of thing. You ask a question, see how she answers. We'll have your answers ahead of time. If those answers are similar, you guys are connected, and then we'll send you off into the world to do a Zoom date or something like that. Because I think the lockdowns were going on, right? That was my bright idea.
But. Then we thought about legal ramifications.
Not only did I think about legal ramifications, I started getting some text messages that I wasn't comfortable with. So I knew that the girl on the other end wasn't going to be comfortable with. It was like, you know, well, I'll tell you what, I never dated anybody minus a B cup, minus a D cup, so make sure she's got Grand Tetons. And I'm like, dude, you're texting a podcast that has three listeners to find a girlfriend, and you're going to be choosy? Really? And the other guy was like, well, I got to be honest, I'm still living with my mom. And I was like, oh, that's okay. You know, lots of people live with their mom. It's the pandemic. Like, I'm sure lots of people went home. Nah, I never really left home. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. You know, sometimes it takes a while to get out of the house. He's like, 67 years. I was like, 67 years old? You're 67? Probably should have been the first question I asked. But it was, yeah. But then I was like, well, maybe we can find someone your age. You know, he's like, I'm not looking for someone my age. And I thought, well, I can think of all the ways this could go wrong, and I can think of none of the ways
this could go wrong. Let's change our phone
number. Yeah, let's change our phone number. And we did. We did. I still have access to one of those old phone numbers. Like the, you know, it's like an online. The phone number is not actually a phone number. It's a system that we use, and the, you know, you text.
Yeah, because we started off with that Gmail version, right, too? That
I had every cheap thing. Yeah. I had freephonenumber.com.
Well, didn't one of them, then they go out of business?
Yes.
And you couldn't get the number.
I couldn't get the number. I had 1-888-CALL-TCB or whatever, right?
That's right.
I had the best phone number ever, and we had it for like 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it stopped working. And I was like, oh, okay, let me get in there. And then nothing. It was like, I'm sorry, this account doesn't exist. And I'm like, yes, it does. I paid like $600 for the lifetime use of 888 to call TCB. And now I'm sorry, this doesn't exist. So then I call another phone company and I'm like, hey, I want to port this over. And they're like, well, you don't own that. And I'm like, well, yes, I do. And they said, no, you don't. This guy, you know, John Smith in Idaho owns it. And I'm like, no, I own it. Here's the receipt I have. And they said, well, yeah, that receipt's no good anymore because that company went bankrupt and we bought all their phone numbers and we sold it to someone else. And I'm like, well, how much to get it back? And they're like, well, we don't know. We'll call John and ask him.
That's right.
It's like, yeah. And John wanted like $6,000 for it. And I'm like, fuck John. Fuck John in Idaho. And John's probably a listener, too. John is probably the guy living in the basement, 67 years old,
wants a
double-D hot blonde that's 28 years old to come flying in his mom's barn house door. Swear to God. John, give us our phone number back, because I'll never change this phone number again unless I get 1-888
exactly.
Call TCB back. Then I'll get the phone number back. So our dating shows, you know, I think we're better just reviewing them rather than trying to do them.
I agree.
In the history of the commercial break, we've reviewed all kinds. We've reviewed the dating game.
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction, which I have never gotten a response. Like I've gotten naked response, naked attraction response. Never. People all over the place. I love that show. I hate that show. I was eating breakfast. I was trying to eat breakfast. You know, I can't hear you talk about penises for another episode. I think we almost lost an employee over it.
I think so too.
We had Christina here. You remember Christina. She was our producer for a while. I hope she's doing well. Love Christina.
Yeah, we were just talking about her.
I do miss Christina a lot. Uh-huh. I do. I miss someone that does the hard work.
That does the work.
Yeah, that does the work. But Christina was here, and we did that episode, and I thought to myself, let's do penises. That way, you know, it's a touchy thing. It's like an HR problem, right? I mean, she signed a contract and it said in that contract specifically, we talk about all kinds of shit. So if you're bothered by that, and to be fair to her, she was never bothered by any of it. She was right in there with us in the mix. But that episode, when we recorded the episode of Naked Attraction, when we just looked at penises for an hour, the look on her face told me all I needed to know. I was like, I'm either getting sued or she's quitting after this. Because we just looked at a bunch of penises for an hour.
Yeah, that was something.
We've done all kinds of dating shows, and I've loved them all. It's one of my favorite types of television programming, to be honest, because there's always a train wreck right around the corner.
What was the one that we did recently that was the two,
Celia Black?
There was Celia, but there were the two like wrestlers, the women wrestlers.
Oh, that
what
was...
What show was that?
Was that...
They'd have their hearts on their... Pants.
Studs. Studs was good. Yeah. Studs was good. Studs was on for like six seasons, but you can't find it anywhere because it's like lost in that, you know, IP rights.
Oh, right.
You know, universe, that black hole. Because really, is Jeff Bezos going, hey, can we get the rights to Studs? Where the chauvinistic. Talks to chauvinistic guys who just dress down girls with their words in their eyes. Like, it's the most awkward thing you've ever seen. But we found a couple episodes and we did it and we loved it. It was really fun. It's a snapshot in time.
It is.
But Love Connection is the one that is closest to our hearts. It's the king of dating shows. You're right about that. Mm-hmm. Because get this, in case you don't know, and I think a lot of you do, but in case you don't, in case you're young and you're listening. The Love Connection would get one person on the couch, and then they would make videotapes of three of the opposite sex. So one guy, three girls would put together these videotapes answering questions and talking about themselves and, you know, just from the shoulders up, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the guy would choose a girl to go on a date with, or he would let the audience choose somebody
or
to go
both.
On a date with.
Both really happened. He chose and the audience chose.
Well, I'm talking about like at first, either let the audience choose or you can choose. And then at the end, you can let the audience choose and you can go on a date with them. But get this. Then they give him a bunch of money. They say, hey, here's $1,000 or whatever it is. Probably back then, $500. Here's $500. Go have a date. Here's their address and their phone number.
Right.
Pick them up.
Yeah, people would show up at other people's doors.
And by the way, we can't afford to send a camera crew or security out there, so you're on your own.
Yeah.
Good luck, Chuck. What the fuck, Chuck?
Let loose on Newport.
Yes. Let loose on, you know.
They were always like Newport.
Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Southern California.
Yes. And all kind of shit happened. Some guys spent the money before they even got to the date, so they took them to like, you know, a porta potty. One guy, Brad Van Bus Station, took his date to a bus station to get candy bars out of the candy machine. Good job, Brad. A lot of times they would end up back at the house and they would end up doing it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they would end up back
or
at the
showing
house.
Knee.
Yeah.
Ah!
People.
The audience would go
you get
crazy.
It. Yeah. It was a different time. The audience would go crazy when a whiff of sex would be in the air. He got a hand job. People would pass out.
They would go crazy.
Yeah, and they never even talked even close to explicit. It was an amazing time to be alive in America. Amazing. And this ran any kid who stayed home from school sick in the 90s or early 2000s, in the early 90s through the early 2000s, knows what Love Connection is because it ran endlessly in syndication. And that's what you would watch when you were sick. Price is Right.
Yep.
Let's make a deal. Love Connection.
Young and the Restless for me.
Young and the Restless.
And the Love Connection.
And maybe Judge Wapner. If you were lucky, you got
Wapner.
Judge Wapner. The People's Court.
God, I loved
that's
him.
That's right. All right. So let's do this. Everyone settle down. We're all getting too excited. I saw her toe! She's got titties! There's nipples under that sweater! I swear to God!
Yes.
Oh my God.
Vaginal farts are wonderful things. Oh, no, 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 no. You just let fly.
I love her.
Sue Johansson is the best in the West. She really is. Remember that guy?
Yeah, well, there's the Scaramucci, too.
Yeah, no, that's Dean. John Dean. Dean. Yeah, Scaramucci. Scaramucci.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
We're feeling loopy. Yeah.
The guy who was a press secretary for Trump for one afternoon and then became anti-Trump the next afternoon. Thanks, Scaramucci. You did us all a favor. I appreciate it. Could you at least stuck in there and then become anti-Trump? Could you have been the press secretary that hates the president? That would have been so much more interesting. Yeah. Now Theo Vaughn's in the front row and we're all trying to figure out who Carolyn Leavitt or whatever her name is fucking saying. She's screaming half the time like I am. These tariffs are working! Since no one ever! All right. Oh, we're already loopy, and it's only loopy. Episode number 3 that we're recording today. All right, we're going to take a break. Now to totally turn the tables 180 degrees, 988, if you or anyone you know is in mental distress or in crises, 988 is a free telephone line that you can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never sleep. They never take time off. And they know, and in English and in Spanish, and they know how to get you the resources and the help that you need, or if you just need someone to talk to, they are there, and they're there for a reason, because everybody, Rachel will talk about this later. Oh, I want to say thank you to Rachel, by the way, for being the narrator for this entire dumb idea. I mean, she really...
And our best friend.
Yeah, and our best friend. She's so great with the show. And we love her to death. And she's narrating all the intros to the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for all that. And she'll talk about this later. But we have all been through this. All of us. If you live long enough, you're going to have a mental health crisis of some sort. If it lasts a day, a month, or a year, you're going to go through it. Don't do it alone. Call a friend. Call a family member. Call 988. Call TCB. I don't know. We're not professionals. We can't help you out of a mental health crisis, but we can say hello. And sometimes that's all it takes. It's just someone to say hello and know you're not alone. And I know that there are people out there in the commercial break audience who have been through this because you have texted us and told us so. And so whatever it takes, an episode of the commercial break, unfollowing the commercial break, blocking the commercial break on Instagram, whatever it takes, you can get through this. It's just a season, and seasons change. They always do. So take care of yourself. Take care of your head. Take care of those around you. We love you. Everyone loves you. You know, I'm talking to whoever it is out there that needs this message today. Alien light language. Receiving transmission. $39.30. All right. Okay. We're going to take a break so we don't get off track. We'll be back with Love Connection.
All right, all right, all right, cats and kittens. You're in the middle of another episode during TCB's Endless Day. Make sure you're following us at The Commercial Break on Instagram for more information on all of today's events and maybe even a live streaming recording. Wouldn't that be a miracle? You know, now would be a really good time to call in and give Brian and Chrissy some moral support. They've been at this for like, what, 6 million hours? 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Be sure to catch all these episodes a second time on video at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And get your free exclusive Endless Day sticker by visiting tcbpodcast.com and dropping us a line on the Contact Us button. Okay, I'm going to go, or I'll run the risk of being the second person on this podcast to talk way too much. Looking right at you, Brian. Best to you.
Okay, Marissa is listening, and then who else is listening? Hey, Marissa, how are you doing? She's working today, I think. So
a lot of people listen while they work.
A lot of people listen. Listen
I love
while
that.
You work. Anyway, hi, Marissa. Good to have you on board, and I hope your day is going well. Someone just texted us halfway through episode number 3. Well, you're listening to the minute. I mean, honestly, yeah. Listening to the minute. And in just a couple minutes, episode 4 will release. So there you go. Okay. As we're recording this, of course, this is not live.
You're going to confuse everybody.
Yeah, I don't want to confuse anybody. We are not live. We are recording this an hour ahead of time. Okay, so Love Connection. What the fuck, Chuck? Let's go back and let's revisit the guy who handed out pamphlets for a living and see how his date went. This is a short one, I think, because for liability reasons, they kept it short
yeah,
with him.
I did.
Yeah.
We meet our next guest. He enjoys all types of music and loves the dance. He says that he's been...
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me turn it up a little bit so the good folks at home can hear it. There we go.
Reading signals and has had to slow down lately. And he claims that his part-time job is...
Ray Bennett is his name. He's a lighting technician. Never been married. Go figure. Age 30, looks 80. Age 30, looks 62.
Kind of looks like Eddie Van Halen.
He does look like Eddie Van Halen. You're so right about that. And I think that's part of why this clip has gone so viral. It, you know, we're not the only ones who have noticed Ray Bennett. As a matter of fact, on TikTok, there's a whole account called Where is Ray Bennett Now?
Really?
And he showed up and I saw
what?
Him. He's an old gray man with a mustache and bald and... He looks like your dad. I mean, not your dad, but
yeah.
Your dad, right? That's who he looks like.
And did he ever get married?
I don't know, because the only video is just slideshow pictures of him, clearly he's still out there and kicking. Hey, Ray, what's up, buddy? This is the greatest Love Connection appearance in history.
Great way to meet women. Please welcome Ray Bennett.
Nothing like raising your eyebrows, like that come hither, raising
yeah.
your eyebrows.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, like you're bidding on pigs at a livestock auction. How's your man for saying 35, 35, 35? Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's got the cowboy boots on over the jeans.
Cowboy boots over the jeans. That was a look for
a
while.
It was.
I also pinch rolled my jeans at times.
Oh, me too.
And nothing like tucking your shirt into your acid wash jeans. He does not have the build to be wearing jeans, boots, or that shirt. He has the build to be wearing an elfin costume.
So you have this great job that helps you meet women.
Yeah, actually.
Are you a bartender, a disc jockey, or what?
Better.
What? Better. Better. I hand out pamphlets on the street.
Better. I'm part-time. I promote for rock and roll bands on the Sunset Strip, and I just have the option of just meeting women all day long.
I do have to say, the Sunset Strip back in this time.
Woo! It's all tits and ass.
All, yeah, hair, big hair,
yeah.
Low-cut shirts, and short skirts.
Those of you who live in California and L.A. will know this, and I know we got listeners out there, will know that Sunset Strip, still to this day. Rocking
at the Sunset Strip.
Let's see here. Hold on. Do I have a song for that? Probably. Give me a minute here.
Ryan got it wrong, yeah. Ryan got it wrong, yeah. Ryan got it wrong, yeah. Ryan got it wrong again.
Yeah, that's the music that was hip back then in the 80s. Big hair, big... fake breast implants were just coming into fashion, so everyone was getting them. So here's Ray doing his best. He said he had the option of meeting ladies all day long. Didn't mean that he did that, because sometimes he had other things to do, Chrissy. But let's go back and listen to that one more time.
The option.
And I just have the option of just meeting women all day long.
Yeah.
I love it.
Promoting rock and roll bands on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, you know,
passing out flyers. Telling people that I'll be at the bar at 7 p.m. if they want to come on by.
Chuck's trying to figure it out with him, too.
Yeah, Chuck with his coiffed hair is like, I don't understand. I get my escorts delivered to me.
This is like, what is it?
Gazaris, the Troubadour, the Rocks. You know, just passing out flyers all day long.
Yeah, Gazaris, you know, famous Gazaris. You know what they say. It's not a Gazaris. So sorry's. Sorry's is not a Gazaris.
Have any of these women that you've met ever turned into a serious relationship?
No, I'm not looking for that. I got more flyers to pass out, Chuck. I got a van to go back to. I got a van and a hamster.
Oh, he definitely had a van.
Oh, he had a van and a hamster. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee.
Superficial.
It's superficial, but gotta tell you, if I've had like 40 or 50 like one night stands, just meeting these women on a strip.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's nodding vigorously.
Wait. Good for you. You are a rock star of. I'm not a rock star, but I live like one, Chuck. I've had 40, 50 one-night stands. No sex involved, but, you know, they needed a place to stay. My van was parked right out front, so I let them hang out there.
Well, I won't ask you to define that. I just take your word. And you say you had to slow down.
Yeah, usually because I'm with these women, I'm usually a very aggressive person. But I usually now, over the years, I let them do the initiating. Because, you know, I've been slapped like a quibble.
Because I've been under police.
Yeah. Because the judge told me I got to slow down. Yeah. You know, Chuck, I'm usually a very aggressive person. I can see this guy in this day. I don't know about Ray now. But I can see Ray back in the day being the kind of guy who, if you got within 10 feet of him at a bar, like let's say you, Chrissy, went. Let's transport you back to 1982. You're at Gazzari's. So sorry, Gazzari's. Atari Gazzari's.
Yeah.
You're there. And Ray, you get in his tractor beam. Mm-hmm. And he just, like a magnet, sucks to you. Mm-hmm. And he never stops talking to you.
He doesn't.
Cock blocks every other guy. Your girlfriends leave. They go home. And he's like guarding the door. Hey, I'm handing out flyers. You want to see my flyers? I almost own Gazzari's.
Times it's like, whammo. And they're sitting there going, I go, what'd you do that for? He goes, I'm not ready for it. So I just like, I let them do the initiating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was he just saying that he had gotten slapped a few times by girls?
He said he actually said guy, if you listen. Oh. If you listen, he says guy. Now, that's cool. Whatever. Listen.
Times it's like, whammo. And they're sitting there going, I go, what'd you do that for? He goes, I'm not ready for it. So I just like, I let them do the initiating.
Okay. He said, I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready to do the initiating. Mm. Listen, whatever. You know, it's a wild time. It's the 80s. Listen, this is before, you know, anything. I mean, in the 80s, we didn't know anything. You just had sex with anybody you wanted to. That's the way it was. It was like a Roman bathhouse back in the 80s in the Sunset Strip. Chuck's like, well, how did this get past legal? How did he get past legal?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Let's take a look at the women that Ray had to choose from. Now, remember, you're going to pick the woman that you...
I think Ray's high on cocaine. Just the way he's holding himself. It looks like he's on something.
Thinks best for him. First, there's Maria. She enjoys dancing and miniature golf. She thinks that there are some great places to meet men, like bars, beaches, Navy bases. She usually dates once a week.
Navy bases.
I guess so.
I can imagine that's one of the best places to meet guys.
And she says that good looks are not a priority for her. And here's what.
Well, thank God. With Ray, that's good.
He's looking for instead.
An honest, sincere person. Someone that can talk to me, doesn't have to yell at me, can tell me whatever he wants to tell me, because I'm going to either take it and deal with it as I can, or the door's right there if you don't like it.
Maria, you seem sweet. Run.
Yes.
Next dawn, she works out regularly.
Ooh, she stood up for herself! I told you, Bob! I told you women are standing up for themselves!
Loves music. She'd like to meet a man who is talkative and considerate with a firm chin and larger hands. We asked Dawn if she usually kisses on a
firm chin.
Firm chin and larger hands.
Hopefully the hand is bigger than the chin.
Yeah.
I mean.
Dawn's looking for a meat wagon. She's looking for a baby arm.
What she said.
If I felt it was right, if, you know, I really liked the guy and I felt he really liked me, I would kiss him. I wouldn't do anything else, just like a little peck or something. I don't think it's too good to, you know, just go all out and start making out on the first date. You don't even really know the person.
Ray says, not into it. No, thank you.
Yeah, no,
I got standards to uphold. What would the guys at Grisari's think if I didn't make out with a chick?
Finally, Darcy says that sometimes she goes to nightclubs by herself. She describes herself as, quote, wild at times. She says that lately she's been losing interest in the men that she's been meeting after 2 weeks, or the men that she's been meeting after, I suppose, she's been with them for 2 weeks. It seems that a lot of guys approach her at work, and here's more on that.
I love that noise.
Well, she does work at an auto parts store.
This is perfect for Ray. And I think this is who he picks, if I'm not mistaken.
Unfortunately, you have to sift through those, too. You know, once in a while, you'll get someone who will just be completely covered with oil and grease, and he'll just look at you, ooh, baby, you know, will you go out with me? And I'm like, I don't think so. 1-900-GET-REAL, you know?
1-900-GET-REAL.
Those are the three women Ray had to choose from.
John in Idaho owns that, too.
Yeah, John probably, yeah, that's right. John owns 888-CALL-TCB and 1-900-GET-REAL.
Time for you to decide who you would match him up with, if you'll do that now.
Ron! I know best! Ron!
I mean, the audience participation part of this was really fun. That
really
was a huge part of the show.
That's what everyone got excited about.
When we come back, we'll meet the woman that Ray selected here. Everything that happened on their date, we'll do it. 2-2. Be right back, guys.
2-2, baby.
He coined that term.
Can you imagine back then, commercial breaks were only 2 minutes and 2 seconds long? We can't even get Rachel to do a liner in less than a minute and a half. And that's not because of Rachel. That's because of Brian.
We're back. Ray's going to tell us who he selected.
I picked Darcy.
Haven't seen each other since their date. We always hear both sides. Say hello to Darcy Wiggle. Wiggly, Wiggy.
What?
Wiggle Wiggles? Wiggle Wiggly?
Wiggle Wiggy.
Yeah, what? Are you angling, Chuck? What the fuck, Chuck?
What the fuck, Chuck?
Darcy, I'll get it. It's Wiggy, right?
Yes, it's a Wiggy.
Yeah, nice to have you here, Darcy.
You.
Make yourself at home back there, and Ray will start us off.
We met up at the 7-Eleven.
Ah, nothing like meeting up at the 7-Eleven.
Meet me at the 7-Eleven at 7.
Hey!
Go out from there, see how things go.
Hey, it's Ray. I picked you in Love Connection. They gave me your phone number, your address, your dress size, your social security number. What do you say we meet up at the 7-Eleven for a big gulp and some Slurpees? All day long. Yeah, she came over at the 7-Eleven because if you live in Hawthorne, it's...
There's only Mr. Hollywood.
Hey, yeah, why not? So we met at the 7-Eleven, and I looked her over. She was wearing some nice, you know...
I looked her over.
She came up in the car, looked her over, had some really nice sunglasses on, driving gloves, which was kind of neat, and I go, okay.
Driving glasses?
Driving gloves is what she said. Driving gloves? What is going on in Hollywood? You're at the 7-Eleven... Ray pulls up, checks you out. You're wearing driving gloves. Hey, you want to race? What is this, Fast and Furious?
I liked it.
And what did you think of Ray when you saw him, Darcy?
He was dressed really casual in shorts and like a tank top. He kind of looked pretty dorky. I don't know.
Shorts and a tank.
Shorts and a tank.
Well, that does fit the 7-Eleven.
Yes, it does. But... You fit right in at 7-Eleven with shorts and a tank top. But Ray, are we not? I thought you were the Casanova of Sunset Strip. I thought you were the Grisari's I'm Not Sorry's Casanova. Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, I come in cash. I figure there's only one way to go if I'm half naked.
Well, Ray, so.
Why not?
All right. We don't want to get into any kind of legal proceedings, so can we move this along, Ray?
Yeah, so what are you, jumping her car or your car?
Yeah, we jumped to the car, and she did all the driving. She came down from Lancaster.
Well, she's got the gloves.
Yeah,
might as well do the driving.
You don't expect not to drive if you're wearing gloves. Driving gloves, nonetheless. Driving gloves? Who wears those? Inspector Clouseau and the girl from Love Connection.
We went down to Hermosa Beach. Then we found
out. Does this seem romantic to you at all, this whole procedure?
procedure. Well, I really haven't laid on the charm yet, Chuck. I have to get a little warmed up.
Kind of, sort of. It was like more of a friend. It was more of a friendship kind of thing.
More of a friendship kind of vibe, which is, you know, most of the vibes that I get. Friendship kind of, you know, kind of the leave me alone vibe.
Yeah.
You know, the I'm not talking to you, but you're talking to me kind of vibe. You know, Chuck, one-way conversation. You've been there. You right?
Hermosa, and you're doing what?
We went down to find a nice place to park. Then she goes, hey.
You went down to find a nice place to park? Hey, you want to go find a nice place?
And also, did they just leave the car at the 7-Eleven? I guess they did. They left his.
Why not? Hey, It's a different time, Chrissy. You can leave your car anywhere you want to. And I might point out that
maybe
both of them
walked.
Yeah.
And his tank and
probably
shorts.
That's why he was wearing a tank and shorts. May I remind you, both of these young folks went to the same hairstylist.
They did. Yes. Their hair looks similar.
Yeah, it does.
Whip? I go, did you bring it? I go, yeah, I brought the whip. So she lifted up the trunk and she brought out this whip. And as it's in there, she starts twirling around and twirling around. Then I'm...
What a date! 7-Eleven to the parking spot to whip.
I want to be a part of this so bad. They needed cameras the whole time. That was one element they were missing.
It set up a couple of Coke cans out there, and she just went, whammo! And it snapped it right off. It was great.
Whammo!
I set up a couple of Coke cans. A
couple of Coke cans? Now we're at a... What are we doing now? We're at a rodeo all of a sudden? I guess. I don't know.
Yahoo!
So not just another pretty face.
This not a pretty face. One of the whip.
So is this like a bull whip, like one of those 12-foot bull whips?
Yeah, it's a 9-foot leather bull whip. Exactly. You get it at a horse and feed shop.
You what? At a horse and feed shop,
right,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one of those right around every corner.
Especially in L.A.
The horse and feed shops are on every corner at Sunset Strip.
How does this come in handy, Darcy? Are you snapping snakes as you walk down the road or what?
I use it for self-protection mainly. And
self-protection.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. Bad guys come up. You're at the dark street. You pull down the wrong alley. Bad guys come up. Semi-automatic weapons. You say, can you excuse me for a minute while I open my trunk and get my 9-foot bow whip? I got it at the horse and feed store.
It's kind of Wonder Woman-ish.
It is. Hey, listen, I love it. I love the idea of a woman running around snapping guys with the bow whip. But I think this is a clear sign to Ray that he will not, in fact, be getting laid tonight.
Get within 9 feet of you or their eyes.
18 feet. Oh. Every which way. I don't really use it on anybody. I've hit myself several times with it.
So you've had the whip demonstration. Now what happened?
Oh, then we went down to Redondo and stuff. We had a couple of drinks down there. Then she wanted to do like shopping and stuff. So I go, what do you want to shop for? She goes like skull earrings and
she probably was trying to give him the hint that he needed to buy something to wear on this date.
Maybe she was just trying to intimidate him out of the date. She's looking for handcuffs and skull earrings?
Yeah, kind of neat stuff like that. That she did. Yeah! So we went shopping around. She wanted to get this, like, bustier thing. It was like a Madonna black bustier.
Bustier!
Just the thought made me jizz!
Thing and go, her favorite color is black, so I go, perfect, perfect. So she would, you know,
black
get ready for the
presence of all color.
That's it. That's it.
Just no black roses.
Sorry?
No black roses. Everything.
Let me write that down. So do you go someplace after this?
Yeah, we went out dancing, a little place in Manhattan Beach. We got there early, so we just go, all right, what do you want to do now?
I'm still picturing him in his shorts and tank top.
Shorts, tank top, and so far all we've heard is about all the townships they've been to. Redondo, Thomasville.
Manhattan Beach. Hermosa.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that likes to name drop the places he knows.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a couple of shooters. Boom, 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 boom. Then,
That's what we're doing with 5-Hour Energy.
Oh, yeah? Two already.
So we started dancing.
It's literally described as a two-fisted drinker.
That's boom, 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 boom. And so we went out dancing. We're 4 or 5 songs later. We're all sweaty, panting, and sticky.
I'm picturing
and, you know,
his hair like sweaty.
Stuck to the side of his head.
He's dancing his hard.
His bald spot showing in the back.
Dogs on the dance floor. So we came in.
Cowboy boots with shorts and a tank top. She's got her bustier and handcuffs.
And we sat down. We're just looking at each other and just start blowing each other off, cooling us down. There, start getting towels and stuff. It was kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. I actually talked to her. I've touched her. Touched a real live woman.
I've never had a date like this on the show.
No,
I have to admit,
it's Chuck. No one has.
Chuck stumped. Yeah, no one's had a date like this unless they've been with Ray.
These are things that I've never heard before. So how did this date end?
It ended about like 12:30. You know, we were both on the tired side. She had to go see her dad. So what I did...
Does not sound like an excuse to get out of the end part of the date. I gotta go see my dad.
To have her drop me off on the freeway on ramp.
I don't remember this.
I don't either.
It dropped me off on the freeway on ramp.
So he did walk. He did walk.
Well,
to 7-Eleven.
Drop me off at the freeway on ramp.
Wait, stop here. Here.
I live under the I live on the overpass.
What street? No, just here on the on ramp.
No. That's my house. The overpass. Under it.
Really weird. It's great because you know she doesn't know her way around at all. So I'm just like, here, just drop me here.
Sounds completely safe to drop you off on the side of the 101 in LA.
A little tired. This is the way home. And
she drops you off on the freeway on ramp,
right.
and you walk home.
And I walk home. Yeah. The reason being because she doesn't.
There's no explanation that makes sense here, Ray. I know you're gonna try, but there's no explanation. But
5 minutes away.
I felt kind of strange about dropping him off at the freeway, but you know he insisted that I drop him off there. He didn't want me to get lost after dropping.
No, he didn't want you to go to his house.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't want you to see his van.
Yeah.
Him off at home, and then coming back and getting lost. Trying to find the freeway. So it felt funny. I didn't really want to drop him off there, and I've never done that before. But
I've never heard of anyone ever doing that before.
Well, it makes perfect sense in the context of this date, though.
It really does.
Yeah, it was fine. So just a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, I didn't want to...
He sneaked that
and
head,
boom,
Chuck.
Boom, boom, boom.
What?
I grabbed hold of his face, turned it sideways, and gave him...
Oh, he tried to go in for the kiss and she turned her head, she said. Yeah, I understand.
Well, there's
that.
Nothing that says, you know, how sexy I am, like dropping somebody off at the freeway all around.
Listen, if you're so embarrassed of your house that you have to be dropped off in the most dangerous possible situation ever, that's bad news. I mean, listen, take her to the good side of town with the house, you know, the houses with the fences and the gate.
Yeah.
And just pretend to be pressing buttons and go, it's not working. Code's not working. Don't worry about it. I'll get it. Go on. Can you call me a cab just in case I have to go to my other mansion? Have her drop you off at the nicest apartment building in Bel Air. What's she going to know? Go in the parking lot and then say bye and then walk to your house under the overpass. You got shorts on. It's not too hot.
Let's take a look and see who the audience picked for you. I guess this worked. And we're going to find out pretty soon. They picked Darcy 252%, as a matter of fact. All the way from Lancaster, if you'd like to ask her out again, we'd be happy to pay for it.
Darcy, would you like to get some more peach margaritas?
I'd love to.
Come on out, Darcy.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She said yes.
They almost seem like they go together.
Yeah, I guess. And once you drop someone off on the highway, you're kind of bonded for life. I think you have to go for a second time just to find out where he lives. Oh, were they the same height? That's good news because he is on the shorter side. Not that I'm hating on short guys. I'm just sharing that he's short.
I must tell you, for all the verbal bravado going on here, I got a feeling that, you all had a nice time anyway. So we're going to come right back with our next guest. Would you like to be on?
I do like Chuck, and I did like Ray, and you know what? I got a soft spot in my heart.
What is this picture now?
I don't know. It's the end of the episode. It's the end of the Love Connection episode. I guess they're going to fill it in later.
Fill in the face.
Yeah, it's literally cardboard. Look at it. It's got shadows. There's no AI. No
head.
AI technology there, Chrissy.
The face is cut off.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, show that on the video so we know what we're talking about here. All right. The TCB's Endless Day trucks on. With our cowboy boots on the outside of our pants, we keep on moving along. Thanks. I see the phone's going off. It's blowing up. So thank you very much to everyone who's texting in. And maybe we'll take some calls a little bit later. In a couple of hours, we'll go live on Twitch. TCB Podcast. That is what you put inside of the search function on Twitch in order to pull up the feed. We'll do that probably between 4 and 4:30 East Coast time. So
and you can do this, too, from your computer or your phone.
Thank you. Chrissy, our technology expert.
Well, because last night I thought maybe you have to have the app.
No.
You don't.
You don't have to have the app. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's brand new technology from Twitch. I love you.
I love you.
You're like my old, you're like the grandpa. Technology comes along. You're like, huh? Huh? All right. So 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3TCB. When we go live on Twitch, if you want to call in, do it then. Maybe we'll take some phone calls. Maybe we'll see if we can complicate matters even more and take some phone calls. Maybe we won't. We're just going to try and get
Jeff
through the day.
Jeff might call in.
Oh, okay. There you go. Hey, Jeff calls in. I'm answering. Oh, shizzy. At the commercial break on Instagram. Stay tuned. Astrid's posting stuff all day long. YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak for all of the episodes on video. The celebrity interview portion of today. All those videos will be out today. The rest will be rolling out over the next couple of days. Give us a break. We're trying to do as much as we can. And tcbpodcast.com for your endless day sticker, which will come out over the next couple of weeks. Drop us your information. We'll get you one. Okay, Chrissy. Well, there you go. Another one in the can.
That's right.
I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe until the top of the hour. Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.